Hey, just a quick reminder for you. If you're looking for the Morning Grind podcast, we've spun that off on its own feed. So make sure you go to iTunes, subscribe, leave a 5-star review. That would be fabulous. And also, our new Roto-Grinders Daily Fantasy Football podcast, that is out there as well. And certainly would appreciate you guys subscribing to that, leaving a review. That is going to be the exclusive home for all of our Roto-Grinders NFL content this season in podcast form. And lastly, if you're looking for any of our shows, always download that Roto-Grinders app available to you there. All right, let's get on with the show.
Roto-Grinders presents the Daily Fantasy Fix podcast. Dan Bach talks to the biggest personalities in DFS, delivers commentary on the industry's most important topics, and gives you the advice you need to help build winning lineups.
Both the salary and the matchup are just too good. If you are not playing him in your head-to-head games, you are just going to lose.
You didn't really think we were going to get rid of that, did you?
Here's your host, the one and only Dan Bach.
Hey everybody, what's up? Welcome. It is the Roto-Grinders Daily Fantasy Fix podcast for you here on this Tuesday. Hopefully you had a really good Labor Day, enjoyed mine with the family, and of course, made a few football lineups. Got to get ahead of the game here. Lots of money to be won this week. One, highly recommend you find some cash games as well. I think there's certainly edge to be had early on in this football season, and just post one at a time. I think you'll find the success that way. And big thanks to our friends at Fantasy Draft, the tremendous sponsor of the show, allowing us to bring you this podcast for free. And of course, the Carolina Millions, I've talked about it here this season. I've definitely been firing at some tickets for this week one. Nothing worse, though, than when the Siege has, you know, some late home runs to pass you in ticket qualifiers. That happened to me yesterday. Brutal. But I'm still firing at those, trying to get my tickets set up for that live final quest. And again, satellites in the lobby for MLB. And that's $1 million, only 12 people competing. So you're going to walk away with a pretty handsome payday in that tournament. So check that out if you haven't done so already. Today we're going to talk Major League Baseball for you on this Tuesday. It's a full slate. So again, great opportunity to fire at ticket qualifiers. Again, I don't love buying in for the Millie Maker on DraftKings at $20 a pop. But, you know, if you win 20 tickets or so, it makes life a little bit easier. I don't know if that's the right mentality to do, because certainly I am still technically buying in. But for me, it's a little bit easier. You know, run like a 3 or 4 man train into like a 100 ticket qualifier, and FanDuel as well. You know, I saw they've got like 300 ticket qualifiers out there, because they've got what, $7 with a million up top, so it's like 600,000 plus entries. So definitely an opportunity for you. The best thing for me is, again, run some of the identical lineups in those ticket qualifiers, because you're just trying to reach into that threshold. And if you get that one lineup to hit, pretty easy to get like 10 plus tickets. So something to consider as you try and chase some football satellites here this season. One thing to pass along here, because I live in Florida, so I'm always keeping my eye out in the tropics. There is a Category 5 storm. You don't see those very often. And this one is a doozy, Hurricane Irma. And it is looking like it is going to beeline for South Florida. I live in North Florida, up in Jacksonville. But that doesn't mean that it can't turn towards North Florida at some point in time. So I'm obviously very nervous, keeping my eye on it. But I do think this is going to have an impact on the football game this week between the Dolphins and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I don't know what the alternatives are going to be. I think it's going to be really one of two things, or one of three things. A, they move it up to like Thursday. Which isn't ideal, because it's already Tuesday. It's a lot of moving pieces to make that happen in a short amount of time. But I don't even think Friday is going to really work. I think the winds will start hitting there by Friday. And, you know, obviously you want to have time for everybody to get their stuff together and get out of town, because I'm expecting to see some evacuation requirements. So we've got that possibility. The second possibility is they just move it to a different place, like Atlanta. Somebody suggested, and that actually makes sense. They're playing on the road in Chicago week one. So that could be a possibility. They just move the venue of it. And then the third one is they just postpone the game altogether. and they play at week 11. They both have bye weeks. And I think, obviously, both teams would rather that not be the case, simply because 16 consecutive weeks of football without a break pretty much sucks, and that's exactly what they'd have to do, and kind of put them at a big disadvantage. But I think some of it depends on, you know, how important is the gate there for the business, for the Dolphins here, because they'd be losing, you know, a home game. Even if they go up to Atlanta, obviously, I don't know exactly how the rev share works or whatnot, but they wouldn't get near the kind of gate concessions, everything else that they would by hosting it themselves. And you only get 8 home dates, and I want to say they might actually have 7 this year, because I think they might be having one home game out there in London. So I think it's an interesting situation looking at what's best for the team, what's best for the business, and trying to weigh all those options. But I'd expect something from the NFL here, maybe as soon as today, regarding that game. And yes, forecast tracks can definitely change, but they're going to get hit with something some way or another, just by the sheer size of this thing. And hopefully, once it, you know, and obviously thoughts going out to anybody who just happens to be out in the path of the storm. Puerto Rico is about to get absolutely demolished. You know, thoughts and prayers with those people. But hopefully that storm can settle down a little bit. Cat 5 is catastrophic on the kind of damage that it can do. So keep your eye on that situation as well. And most of the sites do have late swap. So, you know, if they would postpone the game, obviously, you know, you'd be able to move players from that game into your lineups. The only one that doesn't is fantasy draft. So just be a little bit careful of that. I mean, I'm certain that we'll have something by Thursday regarding this game. But if we don't, just kind of keep that in mind. But we will. I know we will. All right. So let's get to baseball for us tonight. Got that out of the way. And solid slate for us. Lots of games to choose from. A little bit of weather out there in Baltimore. We're looking 90% chance of rain at first pitch, then 66, 53, 53. So keep your eye on that one. Sabathia and Hellickson, not too interested in either side of that game from a pitching side of things. From a hitting side of things, I don't love it either. I think there's really just a handful of spots that I want to go to. Baltimore's been great. Yankees against Hellickson could be fine, but probably a stay away from me. But let's get to the pitchers that I am most interested in today. And for fantasy draft and on DraftKings, Danny Salazar looks like just an excellent option for us today against this White Sox team. Salazar checks in at a way too cheap salary of $9,700. On FanDuel, he's $9,400. And on fantasy draft, he's $18,800. I would have, you know, thought that he was going to be over $10,000, maybe at like $10,800 or something, just based on this matchup. And David Holmberg is pitching for the White Sox. He stinks, to say the very least. So Holmberg this year with a 537 Sierra over the last two seasons, 363 wOBA to lefty, 346 to righties, and xFIP of 6.49. So he's the worst pitcher on the slate. Very good spot for him to pick up a W. So Salazar's in play in just about every single format for us here tonight. So the price is just too cheap on DK and FanDraft. So when you've got two pitchers that you need to roster, it's going to probably be chalky, but a spot that I'm going to really look to in most of my lineups today. We've got to find Ether, and we've got two other big-name pitchers today. Steven Strasburg against the Marlins, and Jacob DeGrom versus the Phillies. And I like both these spots here. Now, there's a little bit of hesitancy with Strasburg when you look at the history against the Marlins. Hasn't pitched particularly great against them in his career. Despaigne on the mound for Miami, that doesn't bode very well for their prospects in terms of, I think, you know, maybe picking up the win, because he's another guy who's got the highest Sierra over the last 2 years out of anybody, even worse than Holmberg. Now, his xFIP is about a run better at 5.44 versus 6.49, but the Sierra at 5.58, the wOBA to lefties 3.42, to righties 3.44, so he just stinks versus everybody. And I think that's really going to help the prospects of Strasbourg to pick up the W today. And, you know, obviously big K upside potentially with him. Probably not as much as you get with DeGrom, but he's been solid. You know, out of his last five starts, he's had eight or more and four of those starts. Last start came against Miami, and I'd say he had no trouble with them. Eight strikeouts in nine innings, only allowed six hits, gave you a 41 burger over there on DraftKings. The complete game was a monster there. So I like him today at 12.5, and I think it's deciding between him or DeGrom at 12.6. And DeGrom himself, you know, coming off his own start against Philly, his last two starts against Philly, where he had 34 DraftKings points, nine strikeouts in six innings, and a 39 DraftKings points with 12 strikeouts in seven innings. The little bit difference is, you know, we haven't seen a complete game from DeGrom all but once, I believe, this season. Just doesn't go that deep into games. Seems to have pitch count become a little bit more of an issue. But the strikeouts give him a little bit larger upside here. I think both these guys are really interesting. The problem is we've got some really good hitting spots out there. And, I mean, I would say, like, playing those two together is okay. But when you have a guy like Salazar, who feels like he's a thousand, too cheap today on this slate, and he's the biggest favorite we've got on the road at minus 260, it's just kind of hard. So I'll probably be mixing and matching those three guys in the majority of my lineups and kind of move on. Let's find some other spots, though, if people want to go cheaper today. I mean, Verlander at 11.5 is just too much against Seattle for me. I like their bats over there in Houston today. They're finally getting healthy, and they have hammered Ariel Miranda. I would not play Ariel Miranda today. Just to give you a quick context so I don't forget when we go over bats here today. George Springer has four home runs and 13 at-bats. Beltran has two home runs and 14 at-bats. And then Correa, Gurriel, Marwin Gonzalez, and Jake Marisnyk all have home runs against him. And it hasn't been a pleasant performance for him versus the Houston Astros. Good ballpark to pitch in, but pretty high team total there for Houston considering where they're playing. So I think he's going to get run support. I just don't love the salary on Verlander. You know, moving to the American League, or not moving, was already in the American League, so that's not really changing much. He does pitch deep into games, and, you know, he has been over 30 in 1, 2, 3, 4 of his last six. I just get a little bit nervous with the change of scenery, how things are going to work. So he's not a bad option by any stretch, but probably prefer the other two guys a little bit more than him. But he's not cheap, so let's see if we can find some cheap options. Jake Odorizzi against the Twins isn't terrible today. He's always a little bit better at home. 6.5 is kind of in that range that makes me somewhat comfortable to roster him today. He's going against Bartolo Colon, so you know he's going to get massive run support, or at least you think he should get massive run support. So, you know, the win points a little bit more likely for him. But he's kind of all over the map in terms of how good he is and can be. I mean, he's only got one 20-point DraftKings performance since July the 14th. So that's probably not good enough for me to go on a day where we've got better pitching. But if you want Coors Field today, which I think looks pretty sexy, you know, it'd be helpful to try and find some guys on the cheap that would allow that to happen. One name to consider for fantasy draft is Garrett Richards. I don't know that he's available on DraftKings. He's not showing up on our lineups page here. Let me quickly go to DraftKings lineup. Go to their actual website. I want to make sure that he's not available there because he is a guy that I think is kind of interesting to me. Man, takes forever to build a lineup. Let's see. Garrett Richards. He is available. 7,200 over there on DraftKings. We'll have to get that straightened out on our lineups page. But I think he's in play, and I think I'd probably prefer him or Michael Wacha more than Odorizzi. If I'm going with a guy in the low sevens, those are my two other options that, that I'm really looking at today. He's a pretty strong favorite here on the road, minus 142. Again, that offense has gotten a little bit of a boost here with obviously Justin Upton, Brandon Phillips now leading off. A new look to this team for sure, and a pretty big run total of over 5 on the road in a pitcher's ballpark in Oakland. So I think Garrett Richards, you kind of worry. I think he's coming off the disabled list, so we'll have to keep our eye on how many pitches he is going to go. And that is going to be something that, honestly, if we don't get any clarity, if they don't say, like, you know, he's good to go 95 pitches or more, then that's going to really take away from some of the upside we get with him, which is unfortunate because there's not a lot of cheap guys that I love today. And then Michael Wacha against San Diego, you know, top pitching park, solid road favorite for us today. Not a guy who's spectacular, but he did have that run. I mean, he had a run here of 21, 32, 25, 45, and 25, and then had 11 mixed in there as well. So that's a pretty solid performance by him. Hasn't faced San Diego this season. And I think he's probably going to be one of the chalkier cheap options for us today at 6.9. Greinke and Ryu out there in LA, I'm not going to do that. Hopefully somebody took my advice and stacked the Diamondbacks. I didn't play the late slate yesterday, so I didn't get a chance to do that one. But JD Martinez, not one, not two, not three, but 4 home runs. All the Diamondback stack. And I think I mentioned Tampa as a sneaky little stack, too, with all those lefties against Berrios were the two the big hits yesterday. So hopefully somebody listened to that and made some money, at least because I said that was a big field GPP play. So we'll see. Hopefully somebody made that work. All right, that pretty much covers the pitching for me today. Vargas, Anibal Sanchez, pretty much a no-go. Vargas is somewhat intriguing today, simply because we've got this massive total today for the Royals at 5.2. The wind blowing out, and the Tigers just stink, like, right now. Like, they just are terrible. The problem is Vargas kind of stinks, too. I think there's a chance he could put it together here. Last start versus Detroit was awful at -4, but, I mean, Kinsler's a good player. Then you got Dixon, Machado, Castellanos, Matuk, Hicks, McCann, Jacoby Jones, Andrew Romine, and Jose Iglesias. So, with Miggy banged up, out of the lineup, I don't think that's the worst option there. The problem is going to be a full right-handed lineup from 1 through 9, which isn't ideal for Vargas today. But a team that, again, has kind of cashed it in, and you've got Anibal Sanchez pitching on the other side. So I don't hate the Royals. I don't hate Vargas today as another option for you. All right, and I did pass on Kyle Hendricks. It's just too expensive for me at 9.8. Give me Salazar over him all day long. All right, let's move on to the bats here, and we'll take it position by position, and we'll start at the catcher spot. And today we can get Buster Posey in Coors at 4,100 on DraftKings. And that's going to be a really desirable spot for us today, is looking over there, because we've got some questionable pitchers, totals of 12 out there. Chatwood versus Tyson Block. And Posey's just not cheap enough, or not expensive enough there at 4.1. So he's probably going to be the chalk at that position today. Good lineup order for him as well. But we can find some cheaper guys. I think Wilson Ramos today at 2,500 is really a nice play if you're going to stack up a couple of the top pitching options tonight. When anytime you can get a guy who's got some power upside to him against Bartolo Colon, who we've seen give up 3 home runs in a single start and back-to-back starts. Not his most recent one, but not that long ago. I think that's a spot to look at that cheap of a price tag. So I don't mind him today at that number. Let's see. We saw Martin Maldonado go deep twice yesterday. I don't know if I'm going to go back to that play with Kendall Graveman on the mound, but 2.5, decent enough price tag there. Texas Atlanta, Chirinos, somewhat interesting, but at 3-4, I'm just going to go up and get Posey today. Lucroy checks in at 3-6 against Tyson Block, assuming he's the catcher behind the plate. But yeah, I think Ramos and Posey going to be the top two plays for you today, depending the makeup of your starting pitching. Over at first base, we've got some Ryder Jones eligibility over on DK, and obviously infield eligible on Fantasy Draft at just 2,500 on Fantasy Draft. He is under 5K, and yeah, he's... You know, Mr. Paw Patrol hasn't been great for us so far this season. I get it, but it is Coors Field. It is the elite hitting spot, and it is a ridiculously cheap price tag. And, you know, he did have a homer in, finally had a homer in double against Miami. That was like a month ago, but I don't hate him if he cracks the lineup here today at 2,500. So give him some consideration today. We'll see if Luke Voit might be in the lineup today for St. Louis. I know it's at San Diego, but Travis Wood is not a particularly great pitcher. And Voit's a 2K crapper over there on DraftKings. So could be some consideration there, but I don't think we need to do that. The higher price guys I love today, Lucas Duda against Bartolo at 3.7. Might as well just throw Logan Morrison into the mix as well. Love those bats today against Bartolo Colon. Desmond, too cheap at 4K on DraftKings, going against Block. He's usually a little bit better versus righties than he is lefties, so we'll see if he even makes the lineup today. But that's a nice price tag on him tonight. I'm interested there. Let's see, Joey Gallo against Tehran. Check weather in that game, but Gallo's been just absolutely smoking the baseball, and he is 4K. Multiple home run upside. And then Edwin Encarnacion, again, he and Santana, the entire Indians team, the highest run total on the board today, and he checks in at 4.8K. So I do like Edwin Encarnacion a good bit here tonight. Let's see if there's anything else. Mark Reynolds could be a possibility too at 4,100 in that game. So keep your eye on that one. Freddie Freeman under 5K finally here against Texas. And again, weather looks like a potential issue out there. 50% plus chances of rain. But against Miguel Gonzalez, yeah, I'm fine with some Freddie Freeman at 4.7. Okay, moving on over to second base here. And we've got some value options potentially here. Rougned Odor, 3.2 against Julio Teheran. Don't love him versus right or versus lefties, but Teheran's a guy, struggles with southpaws, and the price is really good. An ISO over 200 this season in 400 at-bats. So Odor, like him, price per point today. Joe Panik at 3.7. Another guy I'm willing to look at versus Chatwood. A great spot in the lineup and just a fair salary. Despaigne, I'm not a fan of him. So Daniel Murphy at 4.2 might not work the two big starting pitching builds, but maybe with Salazar in there, you could get some Murph Goat. And I am absolutely fine with him today. Let's see. Brad Miller fits the price per point, but I think there's other guys I'd likely rather go to over him tonight, so I'm not going to use that. I always look at the bat in the morning, and Eduardo Nunez is popping on the bat today. I just can't pay 4.3 for a second baseman, so that's not going to work for me. Certainly for him. Like Murphy feels a little bit more power upside, I'd be willing to go to there, but I don't see that one in the cards for me. I did say I like the Houston bats. Jose Altuve, only a 401 WOBA versus lefties, 211 ISO against Ariel Miranda. So I get that play a good bit today. So probably only in a stack. Just doesn't fit a one-off build today with the pricey pitchers we have. So yeah, value-wise, I think Odor's the guy that stands out for me most. If you're not playing Vargas, Kinsler could be fine. I mean, he's been good versus lefties this year. 371 WOBA, 240 ISO, 3.3K salary, wind blowing out. So Kinsler's in play if you're not on the Vargas train today. It's just the rest of that lineup kind of stinks. So even if he gets on, you know, what's going to happen there? But good spot in the order. You know, you consider he's 3-3 batting first. Odor's 3-2 batting seventh. So there's a great argument to be made. He is the better cash game play just for the likelihood to get that extra at-bat. Okay, over at third base here, we also have Ryder Jones available there if you want to get an 2K kind of crapper into your lineup. So that one certainly makes your makes some sense. And then, of course, we've got Nolan Arenado versus a lefty. And that is like an automatic usual plug and play today. He's only got a 537 wOBA and 428 ISO versus lefties. And Block has not been good over the last month of the year. So you might want to play him today. 5,200. Not a gimme price tag by any standard, but he's just fine. I love the Rays today against Bartolo. We get Evan Longoria at 3-1. He's going to really fit those pricey builds tonight, so I like him a good bit. Price per dollar. Let's see if anybody else here really pops. Man, I think that's kind of it. Ryder Jones, Evan Longoria, Nolan Arenado. Probably the spots that I'm looking at the most. We'll see what the Cleveland Indians do. Again, this team is so stackable today against the White Sox. You know, if Urshela would be in the lineup today versus Holmberg at, you know, 2.7, he could be an option for you. Yandy Diaz, another guy, could be cheap, 2.9 against Holmberg. So kind of keep your eye on that situation just a little bit. And Rendon, again, if you want to stack up Washington, they're probably best as a stack rather than a one-off. Pretty elite versus righties, 386, 218. Also hit a home run yesterday, so you know, solid with the bat there. And you've got Freeman as well at third base eligibility, infield eligibility over there on our sponsor site, Fantasy Draft. Okay, moving on to shortstop here. And, you know, Trevor Story is a guy to look at today. I think I saw Ian Desmond played some shortstop yesterday. I don't know exactly. I wasn't watching exactly what took place there. But, yeah, very cheap at 3.8 for him. Paul DeJong, maybe even a better salary at 3.3. Worst ballpark in San Diego. But, man, just awesome versus lefties this season. 405 wOBA, 343 ISO. And same with Story. He's been just great versus lefties. He'll be in that lineup today. 434 wOBA this season, 362 ISO. He can't hit a righty, save his life. But lefties, he has been really good in that split this year. So those two guys really pop. Probably the main two places I'm looking at. Correa is returning off of the injury. This is his third game back, 5.2 the number on him. 380 average, 447 wOBA against lefties this season for Correa. So he's really rebounded. Last year he was better, I think, versus righties, but this year he's been excellent against lefties. So he's expensive, of course, but you're probably going to have lower ownership because those top two guys are going to be so kind of chalky for us tonight. You know, Edward Lively, I'm fine picking on him today. Asdrubal could be an option for us if you needed to go that route. I don't love the Mets offense by any standard, but, you know, I think he'll probably be very low-owned looking at this position today. And same with Marcus Semien against Garrett Richards at 3.7. Again, they're going to go to that bullpen probably earlier than you would expect. So he bats leadoff. Under 4K play for you. Lindor over 5, excellent against David Holmberg. Love that one if you can make it work, of course. But I think DeJong and Trevor Story, your cash game plays for tonight. Let's move on to outfield, where we're going to talk about a handful of guys here. And we've got, you know, Charlie Blackmon. I'm not worried about lefty on lefty with this guy. He's insanely good at home. Just some of the best home numbers we've ever seen. Like in I don't say baseball history, but maybe. Like seriously, some of the best home numbers ever this year. So he's a guy you want to look at a little bit today. I haven't talked too much about the Brewers. Ryan Braun helped me out yesterday. I think he had a home run in the early slate yesterday. And he gets Robert Stevenson today, so 4,100 for him in the outfield, play I can look at. Love me some Corey Dickerson, way too cheap versus versus Bartolo Colon. Pretty sure he had a dong yesterday, and he's 3,300 today on DraftKings and Fantasy Draft. He checks in at 6,600, so really like that spot. Fantasy Draft, we've got, let's see, Denard Span, another option for you in Coors Field. Ian Desmond, both those guys at 7,800 over on that site. Desmond, very playable on DraftKings, as well as his salary there is 4K on the nose. So, yeah, we'll, you know, it's just too cheap. Again, hasn't been great in that split, but I think he's a guy to look at tonight. I talked about the BVP with George Springer. He's 5K today on DK, but has four home runs against Ariel Miranda. So if you're into team BVP, you know, I don't know what to tell you. Yesterday was a mess because we had some good BVP hit, some bad BVP hit. I talked about Elvis Andrews, like 1-for-17. He can't hit a knuckleballer. Boom, first at bat, hits a home run. Yikes. So, yeah, you know, there were some spots where it did work out, but, you know, doesn't always work out that way. Let's see. A few other outfielders for you that we get. Matt Kemp against Miguel Gonzalez today, 3.2 on DK. Really fine price per dollar option for us there. We'll see if Thames is in the lineup. You know, his star has fallen throughout the year a little bit, but Robert Stevenson, not a guy that I'm very afraid of at all. Good ballpark to hit in Cincinnati. So Thames is at 3.9. He's in play for us. Again, any outfielders you want to consider out there against David Holmberg there for the Indians, fine with that option. And yeah, I think that's kind of all I'm looking at today. I mean, you could go back to JD Martinez. He hit four home runs yesterday, gets a lefty again today. I mean, as absurd as the numbers we've talked about for Arenado, JD is probably is in that same kind of stratosphere. 543 WOBA, 500 ISO versus lefties. Doesn't suck. That is for sure. Trout against Graveman's fine too. 466 and 361, man. Trout, these numbers are just insane. So there you go. That's where I'm looking. That's what I'm playing today. Let's head up some hit up some stacks before I get out of here. Obviously, I think that Colorado, that's a great game. Going to probably be semi-high-owned, but not crazy because of expensive pitching. So I think that the Rays stack is going to be attainable because you look at it, you've got Kiermaier, Duda, Longoria, Logan Morrison, Corey Dickerson, Wilson Ramos, like all those guys pretty manageable in the salary. So I think that's going to be a popular one, but I like it. Cleveland for sure today. They're just pricey. You might need to stick in a guy like Yandy Diaz, Brandon Guyer, Yan Gomes potentially to make it work. But I like the Cleveland side of that game a whole lot today. Let's see. Some of the totals that, you know, stand out to me. Again, Angels in Oakland over 5 today. And you can get that stack in pretty cheap. Yes, you got to pay up for Trout and Upton, but Cole Calhoun is manageable salary. Simmons, Phillips. But, again, you probably want Trout and Upton into your stacks there. But that team's kind of intriguing. The Astros today, again, they have drilled Ariel Miranda, so I'm willing to go back on that train a good bit today for them. And maybe the Nats against Despaigne. Again, probably not many one-offs there, but from a stack side of things, I don't mind them. And, you know, I hate throwing all these teams out there, but and Vargas is a possibility. Not really on Chicago or the Pirates today. This Steven Brault is a guy who's kind of been more of a bullpen arm. You could look to the Cubs today. He's struggled versus righties. So if I'm going anywhere in Chicago today, it's going to be probably the right-handed bats, which you can get kind of cheap today. Bryant, though, 5-3. Give me Arenado versus the lefty over him. So there you go. That's my outlook today. Hopefully that helps you out in your builds. We'll be back again tomorrow. Be sure to subscribe again, iTunes, over to all of our podcasts, the Daily Fantasy Football Podcast, The Morning Grind. Leave your 5-star reviews. We greatly appreciate that. And the NFL content going to be churning on in over the next couple days. We start our live shows tomorrow. We'll be Football Guys and the Pick 6 with the Roto World Pals, which is awesome. So be on the lookout for all that. And I'll be back again tomorrow with this very podcast. Back on XM today from 1 to 2 Eastern. And until then, have yourself a great Tuesday night in Daily Fantasy. And we will see you.